We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the UCLA Sports Network. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Steps into a throw downfield. Dulcich got it. Touchdown, UCLA. Fires over the middle. It's picked off. UCLA with another takeaway. He's going to gun the engine and go. Touchdown, UCLA. And here come the Bruins.
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
After watching the weekend that UCLA football had a win against Stanford, I've had this perpetual grin glued to my face the last 48, 72 hours, and it's okay if you've had the same issue. Welcome into the Bruin Insider Show. We are a trips formation for the great Wayne Cook, former UCLA quarterback, Nick Cope. I am Brian Fenley. You can follow us on social media. Be sure to keep up with the Bruin conversation. We are open 24/7. Wayne can be found on Twitter at WayneCookUCLA, Nick, N-K-O-O-P, and I'm at Brian Fenley. So the Bruins right now, guys, are 3-1 after that victory against the Cardinal. We're going to look at this game, take our little microscopes, and go underneath and look at all the big key moments that punctuated a Bruin win, including, Wayne, the heroics from Dorian Thompson-Robinson from one quarterback to another. You must still be giddy in the way he handled himself down the stretch.
That was really fun, and I'm with you, man. I whenever we beat Stanford, I just have a big grin on my face. I'm kind of over the record over the last, like, 13 years or whatever we do now. We've won two of the last three, and we should have won three of the last three. So UCLA's back where it needs to be with Stanford, all right? So this is good. This is exciting. And by the way, the 35-24, got to be honest with you, what's really neat about this win, and I, trust me, I want to talk a lot about Dorian later because I've got a lot to say about his heroics and what he did. But for UCLA to make as many mistakes as it did and still dominate the game and end up winning 35-24 on the road, I think shows us the maturity of this team, you guys, a team that's grown, because in the past when we made mistakes, we'd find ways to lose. So there's just so much to look forward to, and I know UCLA is going to learn a lot from this and move on, and we've got another big game this week.
Yeah, the Bruins, they brought in their chainsaws and they just chopped down and mowed down those trees. I'd love to see it. Love to see it on the road. I think overall, UCLA just proved by the end of that game that they were faster, stronger, and ultimately tougher team. Got the road win in conference. That's a big deal. And now, guys, it sets up a game with huge implications this weekend against ASU. Before the season started, you saw this month, you looked at October and you said, those 5 weeks are going to shape this season. Well, it gets underway on Saturday, Brian.
Yeah, and let's not forget about this defense for UCLA. The play of Carl Jones, I feel like he's going to be starring in the next Marvel movie. He's got superhuman powers out there. The way he is absolutely taking over on defense. Look at what the Bruins are doing on that side of the ball as well. But coming up, the message that Dorian Thompson-Robinson sent to the Bruin fans and how he was able to engineer a thrilling effort and guide the Bruins to a victory up at Stanford. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
No matter how fast you are, you can't outrun your past. Don't miss Vin Diesel and John Cena in F9, The Fast Saga, now available at Redbox. The next chapter in the high-octane Fast and Furious franchise finds Dom Toretto living a quiet life off the grid, but knows danger always lurks just over the peaceful horizon. This time, that threat forces him to take his team on a worldwide ride with high-stakes action, old friends, and a surprising new foe, Dom's forsaken brother, Jacob. Watch F9, The Fast Saga, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com. For all the ways to watch.
What do the Bruins and superstar Aaron Donald have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Aaron with the best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruin fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil change, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here. Not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Before we lust over Dorian Thompson-Robinson's stellar play on the field over the weekend in that win against Stanford 35-24, let's remember that Team Talk is brought to you in part by the Coffee, Bean, and Tea Leaf, born and brewed in Southern California since 1963 and home of the original ice-blended drink. The Coffee, Bean, and Tea Leaf has grown to over 1,000 stores in nearly 30 countries. Visit coffeebean.com for more information. Well, we got a lead with Dorian Thompson-Robinson and what he was able to do down the stretch in the crunch as he led and willed the Bruins to a victory over the Cardinal. And we hear Dorian Thompson all the time talking about how he prophesizes about we, not me. It's not about me and what I can do as an individual, even though as an individual he's an outstanding performer, but it's what this whole team can do. And Wayne, I thought the way in which DTR conducted himself down the stretch in this game, obviously he was hurt. And the brazen play, he comes out for one play. The Bruins are up by four, but still, the Cardinal are pressing here. They need another touchdown in the fourth quarter to really salt away this game. You think and you see the grimacing on Dorian Thompson Robinson's face in obvious pain. You think to yourself, how can he come back in? He comes back in, Wayne, throws that dart to Kyle Phillips, who had two touchdowns, and he was outstanding in this game. And then Phillips said afterwards that Dorian just loves this team. He cares more about this than anything. And it was truly, Wayne, a selfless act, how he found a way and he stiff-armed that pain and just inspired everybody in the process.
You can feel it, Brian, but just not just about these moments. I mean, obviously all quarterbacks are going to have to deal with moments. We saw with Jake Haener in Fresno State where quarterbacks get hit and they get beat up and they have to be warriors. And I've, you know, all year – I've seen how hard Dorian plays. When he runs, he runs hard. When he makes a mistake, he makes a mistake going hard. And I think sometimes, and even I as a broadcaster, and trust me, this is important for everybody to hear, we put people up on like this huge pedestal. Like every time they make a bad throw, sometimes there's something wrong with them. And I'm guilty of that sometimes too. Like, why'd he miss that throw? And we have to all realize that even the great Troy Aikman at UCLA, you know, completed like 59, 60% of his passes. That means he missed some, right? I know I was in that a little bit lower than that. I missed some. You know, Matt Stevens missed some. It's a different game, and I know percentages are different now, but all quarterbacks miss some. Tom Brady misses some. So I think sometimes we get ultra, like when we're really analyzing football, we think about like every little play sometimes too much. And we all know how good Dorian can be, so I think we hold him to pretty high expectations. Shoot, the other day, I went on the air on Pac-12 Network on Sirius, and I said I think Dorian can be the best quarterback in the conference. And then, you know, I started watching the Stanford game at the beginning, and I was like, but Dorian starts slow, right, guys? I mean, he starts slow a lot. I almost wish we'd just run him three or four times early and get him hit, and so he gets into the game. Because once he gets into the game, he finishes strong. It's kind of been a theme this year, how good he is late in games. And the way I think we should really evaluate quarterbacks first is starting with, did they win or lose the game? Two, turnovers. Dorian's been great this year. I think this touchdown interception ratio is like 9-1. I mean, it's been really, really good. His percentage in this game was better than it's been, so he's going up in that direction. But what does he do when it matters? That pass, you guys, that pass to Kyle Phillips, I can see it in my like pretty passes, like beautiful passes. They just are in my brain, and I can see that beautiful spiral. Because if you haven't been paying attention, Dorian throws an extremely tight Warren Moon-like spiral. Sorry if you're young and you don't know that reference, but he throws this beautiful spiral, and he hit Kyle Phillips just absolutely perfectly. He had a huge play on third down to Dulcich, and then you mentioned it, Brian, the touchdown pass after coming off the bench. Beat up. We knew he was kind of hurt. And he threw that out to Kyle Phillips in the end zone, low and away, right where it should be, where he could go down and get it just across the goal line. It was just beautiful. So, you know, say what you will about, yeah, he misses some plays every once in a while, but let's talk about all the plays he makes, you guys, because he makes a lot of them.
We're young, Wayne, but we know who Warren Moon is, right?
He threw a pretty ball, didn't he? I know he went to Washington, yes, but he still threw a beautiful spiral, and Dorian does too.
You said it, though. When the going gets tough, he plays his best. I mean, I go back to the Fresno State game where obviously there were plenty of mistakes early on, but fourth quarter came, and he helped the Bruins score three touchdowns, gave them the lead late, and gave them an opportunity to win that game. And then in this game, Stanford ties it up. It's 21-21. Hits Kyle Phillips in stride, and not only gets the second touchdown drive, but a 13-play drive that takes nearly 7 minutes off the clock. It was exactly what the Bruins needed at that time. And that, I think the throw, the second touchdown to Phillips, that short throw in the flat where he's throwing to the wide side of the field, the furthest part of the field, that's the throw that really shows off his arm strength. Because the Stanford DB, if you go back and watch, he's in good position. He plays right inside leverage. Yeah. He's right between Phillips and DTR. Yeah, he threw it right to the front pylon, and so really, really impressive the way he came back.
Yeah, you guys listen. It's one of those things that, like, again, you know, there are people out there, no matter who you are, no matter what fan base you're in, you always, you know, find things to find flaw in. We live in the era of if you're not Alabama football and you don't win every single game, there's something wrong with you. And it's so hard to win football games. Stanford was outmatched, you guys. UCLA was a better team. I mean, I say that with the utmost of confidence. UCLA made a ton of mistakes in this game, and they still were the dominant team. They got their run game back. A lot of people did really good things, but they've got to clean up the mistakes. But to me, you know, what's cool about this, and I'm going to keep harping on this, UCLA found a way to win a game on the road when not everything went their way. And I think that's such a sign, because we all know from watching these teams over the last few years that they might have found a way to lose those games. All the talk about leadership and upperclassmen, and, you know, Dorian's been a quarterback for 4 years now, and Phillips has been around forever, and all these guys have been doing these things. The offensive line play, all these guys are experienced. Defense, you mentioned it earlier, Carl Jones and Quantrez both had great games, I thought. The experience, they battled through it. And I think that's huge. And I think what's cool about winning a game like this, you guys, is you win, and then you get to look at film and go, oh, my gosh, we could have done so much better. Because a lot of us, I think, thought when it got to 21-21, I was like going, oh, no, here we go. And then, I mean, shoot, then the Phillips pass down the middle happened, and it's like, all right, we're all right now.
Yeah, that is the voice of Wayne Cook, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show, the best hour of UCLA Bruin sports talk you will find anywhere. And when it comes to DTR, the running prowess that he had in this game, you know, even if you were watching the television broadcast, even on some of those zone reads or around the goal line where DTR was able to, you know, put it in the belly of Zach Charbonnet and then keep it and score, he was not only was confusing the defense out there for the Cardinal, but also some of the broadcasters. And DTR did it twice. He had that big third and one, Wayne, in the fourth quarter where he said, I'm going to take this myself, and he runs it right up the gut and gets the first down. And then the other thing that I was so concerned about, Wayne, which shame on me for thinking this, but, you know, our thoughts are with Sam Morazzo, and obviously, right, you know, he's been dealing with injuries, and so he had to come out, and last we heard he was unavailable on Monday from Chip Kelly. But so the position flexibility for that offensive line, you put in Duke Clemens at the center position, and it's like nothing has changed. And still, Charbonnet, Wayne, for a third game in the four games he's been here, over 100 yards as he dazzled and marveled again on the field.
So this is what's really cool. Again, we're going to keep talking about this. You win up front, right? So the offensive line play has been great. Yeah, it's a bummer what happened to Morazzo, and that's I never want to see anybody get injured, and I hope he's okay. But Duke Clemens has been a very good player. He's started games at guard, and he's a center, and I think he's kind of like built as like a center, in my opinion. But Zach Charbonnet was a workhorse in this game. This wasn't the explosive Zach Charbonnet. This is the 24 carries for 118 yards and a touchdown. You're going to have a hard time tackling me, and I'm going to churn out yards. Britton Brown was a little bit more of the big play, looked a little bit quicker, but he had a great game as well. 8 carries for 65 yards. So I love this combination. I love these backs. But remember, guys, Dorian gets credited for like 17 carries. He's very involved. And I know he's banged up a little bit with the shoulder. But to me, part of his game is running. And I don't ever want to see that taken away. I like the way we're using him. I know you don't want to get him hurt, but if you run correctly and you run the right way, I think he'll be okay. So I love that they're using him the way they are this year, because I think for this team to be ultra successful, yeah, Charbonnet and Brown have to be good, but I think Dorian Thompson-Robinson also has to be able to run. It's such a huge weapon for us that every team, I promise you, every defensive coordinator is like, man, we got to stop these running backs. And then they're like, yeah, but what about when Dorian keeps it? Because you got to make sure there's a defender on him too, so you can't just crash down on the running back. So it's just, to me, it's huge. And I still, you guys, moving forward, there's more. There's gonna be more where we're gonna have Cashmere Island getting a little bit more involved. There's more with Cam Brown, you know, going deep. There's more with Coda. I feel like there's more with these athletes that we're going to keep building on this offense as the season goes forward. And I think it's only going to get better, because it's already – shoot, our loss, we scored 37. Like, this offense is going to keep getting better.
Yeah, well, Charbonnet, to your point, too, 25 total touches in the first three games. He had 28 touches on Saturday, and those were tough yards against stacked boxes. And I'm glad we saw – Dorian in the backfield with both Britton Brown and Zach Charbonnet. Was waiting to see that through the first couple weeks. I know Chip Kelly talks about needing to be balanced, prepared to attack a defense with whatever they're giving you. But Wayne, I feel like the ability that UCLA had to control the game that they didn't have against Fresno State, control the clock, they keep their defense on the field. They were time of possession was 37 to 22 in this game. That's what's going to enable this team to consistently win throughout the rest of the season, don't you think?
Yeah. And I think I love what you said there. When they had Charbonnet Brown and Dorian, you know, all I know we know Dorian's always in there, but like when we have all those guys in the game at the same time, it's like, you know, pick your poison defense. You know, what are you going to do? You know, we're going to fake the Charbonnet and we're going to run an option and either Dorian's going to keep it or I'm going to pitch it to Britton Brown. It's like, bring it on. I love this. I mean, you want to have all your athletes on the field at the same time. Why not? I mean, it just stresses defenses out. So, and I love the power game. I mean, to beat Stanford in the trenches like we did is always something that you can be pretty proud of because they're always a big, strong team, and UCLA was bigger and stronger and faster, as you guys pointed out earlier. So, yeah, I loved that. I think, and again, I would love to see it. We're all put Kazmir Allen up back there too. Have three backs in the backfield and have one behind Dorian, one to the right, one to the left, and bring it on. I mean, there's so much stuff.
We saw the T formation against Fresno State. They had
There's so much they can do, and I love it because, you know, Chip's sitting there. I mean, he's probably got so many ideas he hasn't even gotten to yet. I love it.
Well, one of the great ideas that he's gone to is get Carl Jones in the backfield and just gobble up quarterbacks. And that's something that we're going to discuss when we return. Jones, dazzling, impressing. And this is just a trend for him as he continues to become just that ferocious specimen in the Pac-12. Our conversation looking at the Bruins defense and how they've been able to stop the run so well and why that's been so successful. That's coming up next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Show off your Bruin pride with the new Westcom Bruin Edge Visa credit card. Earn 5 points on select UCLA purchases and 1.5 points everywhere else. Redeemable for rewards that will make you want to 8-clap. Plus, enjoy no annual fee or foreign transaction fees and get a $500 cashback bonus when you spend $2,500 in the first 3 months. Now that's better banking for Bruins. Visit Westcom.org to apply and for terms and conditions.
San Manuel Casino is changing its name and changing the game. San Manuel Casino is now Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel. With two new casino floors, now with over 6,500 slots, the most in the West. A new high-limit room for 5 elevated gaming experiences, new luxury retail shops, restaurants, and bars, and even more thrills to come. Experience a level of thrill that California has never seen before. San Manuel Casino is now Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Details at Yamaba.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Well, UCLA's Carl Jones has been laying down the gavel on the field. And before we get into what he did over the weekend, a reminder that UCLA alumnus Uncle Artie Pernia is proud to announce Pernia Law is the official law firm sponsor of UCLA Athletics. Pernia Law is now offering free consultations to all UCLA students, alumni, fans, and faculty. Just go to plglaw.com to coordinate your free consultation. That's plglaw.com. So as we consult now with Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Finley. Appreciate you listening to us on the Bruin Insider Show. Wayne, Carl Jones came to the program as a safety. He is now wrecking havoc in the backfield. If you go to the game over the weekend, he got a hit on Tanner McKee. He had TFL in the second quarter where he just absolutely read a running back and took him back beyond the line of scrimmage. He has been all over the field. He says the game, compared to last year, has slowed down 10 times more compared to last year. What do you make of this brilliant play from a man who is nowhere seemingly near his ceiling?
Well, first off, I've always loved Carl Jones. I mean, this guy plays hard. I mean, he's like, we talked about Quantrez a lot, and Carl plays, he plays just as hard. I mean, those guys actually both had great games in this one. They didn't have, remember, it was kind of a new defense last year, and they did well, but they also were also learning quite a bit. And so I think they're comfortable. I mean, you know, you can just see it in the way this team plays right now. Like, they still have some times when they're a little bit messed up. But for the most part, they look comfortable and they're flying around. They're making plays. And so, yeah, I think it's awesome. And, you guys, let's look at this. I could be wrong. I know the stats were all messed up. But they rushed. Did Stanford only get 56 yards on the ground? Is that true?
I saw 67 as last check there. But, yeah, either way, way
they
under
had 100. They had so many mistakes. What I'm looking at says 56. But, like, 67, whatever the heck it was, it wasn't very good, right? Now again, the sacks and the pressure and the lack of run game is amazing. I still think the pass game needs to be cleaned up a little bit. Let's be honest. As good as this was, I thought Tanner McKee looked horrible in the first half, and he looked much better as that game went on. He ended up throwing some nice passes. We let Higgins get open a couple of times on deep crossing routes that there was nobody near him. So there's some things that we have to clean up, but still, I mean, the defense showed up again on the road. Jones was great, but the whole defense was great. I mean, you don't give up under 100 yards rushing to Stanford. And I know Stanford was depleted and had running backs missing, but usually Stanford, it doesn't matter. They just beat you up front, and they run the ball anyway. So very, very proud of the defense and the way they stepped up and the way they played. And they've been good all year, you guys, but I still think the pass defense is going to have to get better if we have championship aspirations. That's something we're going to need to clean up as we move forward.
I thought they did tighten things up on the outside more often with their coverage after the Fresno State game. And I feel like some of these guys on the defense must thrive off of being able to go mano a mano with opposing receivers. We saw Obi Igbo make some plays in the first quarter. Jay Shaw is a guy who really relishes those opportunities. And then when you do that, you give more time for your pass rush to get home as well. And I think there was a symbiotic relationship there where guys are held up in coverage just a little bit more, and then that helps the pass rush get home too.
Yeah, different offense. So you get to do some different things. Fresno State posed some different issues. But, yeah, I agree with you. And, Brian, I know we're up against it. We need to take a break. But it's like that. Hey, when I say stuff like that, I have championship on my mind. I really do.
Yes.
This team can win the South. And so when we talk about things they need to improve on, it's because I think they can win it all. I haven't seen a team play yet in the Pac-12 that I don't think UCLA can beat. So they've just got to keep tightening it up.
Yeah, and UCLA defensive lineman Odua Izabor has that championship mindset in his crosshairs, and he has been so fundamental to what this run defense has been able to do. He is coming on the program with us next, and we're going to ask him the role that he has played in the evolution of this defense and how they have become such a juggernaut. Odua joins us next. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show with the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
At Jersey Mike's, we take great satisfaction in getting that perfect meat slice.
Yes.
But we don't do it for fun. We do it for fresh. Because slice to order makes a sub above.
No matter how fast you are, you can't outrun your past. Don't miss Vin Diesel and John Cena in F9, The Fast Saga, now available at Redbox. The next chapter in the high-octane Fast and Furious franchise finds Dom Toretto living a quiet life off the grid, but knows danger always lurks just over the peaceful horizon. This time, that threat forces him to take his team on a worldwide ride with high-stakes action, old friends, and a surprising new foe, Dom's forsaken brother, Jacob. Watch F9, The Fast Saga, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics, is one of the fastest-growing sports nutrition brands in America. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes with best-in-class, all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks, backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready is now available to power Bruin fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition, powering UCLA champions.
Alone, chicken, onions, peppers, and cheese have potential. Together, they have a purpose, a destiny, and a name. Jersey Mike's number 16 chicken Philly, because grilled to order makes a sub above.
Hey, Bruin fans, this season UCLA alum and proud attorney sponsor of UCLA Athletics, Uncle Artie Perney, is offering free 15-minute consults for all Bruins fans, alumni, students, and faculty. Just go to plg.law or text Uncle directly on his cell at 310-739-6779 to coordinate your in-person or Zoom meeting. Having won 5 of the top 100 verdicts in 2020 in California and specializing in accidents, slip and falls, and business disputes, Uncle wants to help you maximize your settlement, too. We trust Uncle Artie, and you can, too. Go Bruins!
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
We're going to link back up with Wayne Cook later on in the hour to preview the Bruins game against Arizona State this weekend. But right now, he is one of the flashy names on the defensive line for this UCLA football team, Odua Izabor. He puts it in park with us on the Bruin Insider Show. Odua, you've always said that your purpose in life is to help people. And that is football and beyond. But let's focus on football for just a moment, because how have you helped this team defensively from when you first got to this program to now, the role you've played in its transcendence?
One thing that I pride myself on is working hard. So if, for example, in high school, we had a motto, we may not be the biggest, but we have a firm conviction that we could be the best. And I've always lived by that at this point in my life. And I've gotten a lot bigger. I've gotten a lot stronger. But the one thing that you can always do, no matter what, is to work hard, run fast, run hard to the ball, things like that. So in practice, that's the one thing that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to move at a different clip than everybody else. And hopefully that rubs off on other people so they could feed off of my energy, things like that. I think that's the one thing that if I could point out at anything at all, I think that's the one thing that I can say I provided for the team, just high energy, high movement, stuff like that.
And with that swarming, attacking mentality on the defensive line, you guys have the number one rush defense in the Pac-12 right now and number 5 in the nation. Why do you think you guys have been so successful against the run?
100%, it's the effort. It's the effort. I think that's something that can't be taught, but it's something that we work on every day. And I think everybody on our team has it. Everybody on our team has that motor to not stop, to keep running to the ball, to swarm the ball, things like that. And I feel like that's the one thing that differentiates us from other teams. That's what allows us to be our best. Scheme comes, scheme goes, you know, we have our playmakers, things like that. But if everybody's given 100% effort and running to the ball, that's the one difference maker every play.
Odua Izabor joins us on the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA standout defensive lineman. For Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. So much of the work you are putting in happens in the weight room, and I want to know what it's like being in that weight room, hearing that music blaring, just getting pumped up. What is it like in there with your strength and conditioning coaches and just you feeling it and building the strength of this team?
First and foremost, Coach KB is one of the most energetic guys I've ever met in my life. When he first got here, I didn't know what to think. I was a little shook. I hadn't seen anything like that before, but I quickly learned that, like, this is the type of energy you need to be successful. It's the type of energy you need to get stronger, faster, and it's the type of energy you need as a football team as a whole. So starting off in the spring, that's something that I just saw everyone kind of growing into. We listen to DMX every day. And as monotonous as that sounds, that high energy music, just the getting into the zone every day is what allows us to just go.
Speaking on working hard in the gym, I saw on your Instagram, it looked like you had some surgery at the end of last season. How was the recovery from that and getting yourself ready for this year?
Injuries are tough, but I think our training staff and our team as a whole allowed me to get back stronger than ever. It's not even something that I've thought about anymore. So I'm playing at 100%. I'm going full clip, everything like that. And Coach KB's program has helped me along the way as well.
Odo, when you look at your playing career, you've talked about after football that you would like to be a doctor. Is that something that's still part of your protocol? Or where are you looking at as far as someone who is always wanting to help people and doing that in so many different facets?
Yeah, coming out of high school, that's something I always wanted to do. But I quickly learned that, I guess it was something that my parents, like, I don't know what it was, but in life, I've learned, especially through college, that there are different ups and downs. And sometimes your mind is going this way, sometimes it's going another. And I'm leaning more towards law now after football is said and done. But it's still something that I want to implement in a way that helps people less fortunate than I am, whether that may be in different communities that are less fortunate or in other countries, whatever that may be. It's just something that I want to utilize to help other people.
Well, coming up this weekend, you've got ASU coming into the Rose Bowl. You're originally from Phoenix. Do you know a bunch of guys yet on the other side? What are you anticipating it's going to be like to play the Sun Devils coming up on Saturday?
I actually don't know that many people anymore.
Yeah, you're a fifth-year guy, right? So you've seen guys come and go on the other side.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't know if anyone I know is still on the team, but it's definitely still amazing to play against ASU and then talk some trash to my friends back home. I always get a few texts from some of my friends who may hate a little bit on UCLA. So that's always exciting.
Well, Odo, with this UCLA team, 3-1, a big win last weekend against Stanford. More success to come, thanks in large part to your play and your leadership in the locker room. We appreciate you joining. Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What a treasure Odo Izabor is. Well, coming up, there is a humongous philanthropic event happening on the UCLA campus on Sunday. It is Dribble for Victory over Cancer. And Jerry Wilson, Executive Director of Pediatric Cancer Research, is going to join us to tell us how you can make a difference, how you can get involved. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show with the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day, is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Well, the event started with UCLA Athletic Hall of Famer and basketball star John Vallalee, and this came after he lost his daughter Erin to pediatric cancer. It is Dribble for Victory Over Cancer, a yearly tradition for UCLA, and has raised so many funds for a good cause. And to help us look ahead to the next rendition of this event happening on Sunday, it is Jerry Wilson, Executive Director of Pediatric Cancer Research. Jerry, on Sunday, UCLA has Dribble for Victory Over Cancer. It has been such a hit within the UCLA sports community. And what involvement do you have in facilitating this, growing this, and all it does for pediatric cancer research?
We are going on 15, 16 years, and I say that because last year we kind of lost year. We still did it virtual, and we are an amazing, unique fundraising event that incorporates the UCLA Athletic Department, Mattel Children's Hospital, and then the alumni, and really, more than anything, the men's and women's basketball team. Many of the other athletes come out, but this is such a great event to raise awareness, much-needed awareness, and funds for pediatric cancer research. And really, it also allows the athletes to be part of something bigger than themselves. And we all know how amazing UCLA athletes are, but this is over, above, and beyond what is required of them. And this is unique because we have kids, young adults, I should say, on the basketball team, some that have even graduated and gone on in a WNBA and bigger things that still, this is memorable to them because they got to be part of supporting pediatric cancer research for the day and be there and make a kid or a family's life special and unique for a day while raising money.
And in the last year, you've added a couple new partners, the V Foundation and Dick Vitale. How do you hope that they will help grow Dribble beyond UCLA and, of course, St. John's as well, who participates on the East Coast?
Yeah, so honestly, the reason we're able to expand is because of the work that UCLA really put in and St. John's, but UCLA really put the groundwork in. And this is such a great platform because this, again, ties in three or four different aspects of people that might not have been supporting pediatric cancer research before. So we can kind of go to a university and say, here's an event in a box, which is going to promote your basketball, is going to promote your athletic department, your hospital, and raise up the community. And we've got the tools all put together. So it's, you know, it's a very turnkey event for universities. It's a feel-good thing. It's one of my favorite days of the year because I get to see all these unique components come together. And UCLA has really taken this really to heart and wanted to expand it. So we went to the V Foundation and Dick Vitale. We've been talking to them for a couple of years and said, we have a great tool. You guys have all the connections to the NCAA basketball, and we've got a great platform for a voice for 13,000 children a year that get diagnosed with cancer. And so the marriage of the two of them is the right thing to do. And it's pretty cool to watch it take off now.
One who is going to be certainly honored in this Sunday's event is Alexa, a patient who had gone through pediatric cancer. And I'd love to hear just how her spirit, her fight, her perseverance resonates with those around her at this event and has, and what she did personally herself while she was battling to get the word out and raise money and do everything she could in her power to bring more attention to that pediatric cancer research.
Yeah, this is a hard one. Alexa fought very valiantly with two different types of cancer. And she actually lived in Nevada. She came to UCLA and Mattel because of the level of excellence and care that they had there. And she would put on herself lemonade stands, and she sewed pillowcases and did all types of things on her own with her parents to raise money for research. And when she wasn't here for treatment, which often she wasn't during the Dribble, she would still come in. Her parents would come in and her grandparents for the day, for the weekend, and be there as a voice for exactly who we're raising the funds for. And early in the spring, she lost a very valiant battle to cancer, and it's still really hard on our staff. It's tough on some of the players, and we had to reach out to the coaches and let them know. But this is why we must continue to do the work that we're doing, because she had secondary cancer, which usually is a side effect of the treatment, because our treatments are still incredibly toxic, and we've got to change that. We are, and you guys have all heard about immunotherapy, and we hear it more for adults than children, where your own body, we can target killer cells to target just that cancer and not anything else in your body. And a lot of our money, all of our money that's raised at this event goes back to Mattel Children's Hospital to support immunotherapy and CAR T cell and a lot of other innovative ideas. So I don't have to get one more phone call that we've lost somebody as a beautiful rising star as Alexa. And we want to power cures and what we call powering cures and realizing futures and give children like Alexa a chance to live to their full potential. And unfortunately, this is not one we were able to do.
I know you just got back from New York for the St. John's Dribble over the weekend. So as a preview of what's to come for UCLA this weekend, how cool was the energy being able to have this back in person once again?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't know what to expect. And I, you know, people are still kind of hesitant to go out, to not go out. And you know, everyone wore a mask. Everyone would say, hey, can I hug you? And it was just the positive energy of seeing some faces that I hadn't seen in 2 years. And much like UCLA, the St. John's team is fully behind this. Coaches coming up to me and saying, how can we get more involved? How can we get our student athletes more involved so they can get more connected to the patients and the families in the hospital? And that is from the energy from the university. And, you know, again, this has been a great tool to go, here you go. This is the way to bring your players together preseason, get them involved in some type of philanthropy. And it was fantastic. I didn't know what to expect, but it was smiles all around. And normally once the event is over, people just leave, and people hung out in Carne Seca in the plaza there and just talked and visited. And they were probably there an hour longer than they normally are. So that they needed that. We need to see each other as a community, because all of us wearing face masks now, this is what our kids go through all the time. So our normal now is what they've been going through for years. So they're used to it. But to be able to have them back and have these little kids, Owen or Trent or Kane, one of the kids back there, go, they're here for me. And it was cool to see a smile on their face.
Jerry, I listened to you talk, and I can see your energy radiating and the smiles beaming, knowing the impact that you're having and continue to have and will have this Sunday when Dribble for Victory Over Cancer happens on UCLA's campus. We're so thankful for your time. We're thankful for the work you are doing and continue to do to bring the message out and to get more funding and to one day put this pediatric cancer behind us, as it's all possible thanks in part to the work you are doing. Thank you so much, Jerry, for joining Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show.
Thank you.
Much appreciation to Jerry Wilson. And Nick, so many people now are listening to what she said and saying, what can I do? How can I get involved? Lay it down for what it's going to look like on Sunday.
Yeah, if you want to feel that energy and those good vibes, come out Sunday morning. We're going to start at Drake, and that's where the Dribble will start. We'll take it over to Pauley Pavilion. Easiest way I found to sign up, just search UCLA Dribble for Victory Over Cancer, and right there you'll see the link to register on the Pediatric Cancer Research Foundation website. And it's got all the information you need. Not only will you help raise money for pediatric cancer research, but you and your kids, you'll have the chance to visit, hear from the UCLA basketball teams and coaches. It's really cool to see them outside of their normal settings. It's just one of the best days of the year every year, so encourage everyone to come on out on Sunday.
I look forward to seeing how it all goes, and certainly the turnout is going to be magnificent. All right, coming up next, a huge football game this Saturday, UCLA hosting Arizona State. We will bring back in Wayne Cook to look at what is going to happen. We'll try to look at some of the key pieces, the themes of what might happen on the gridiron this Saturday. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here. Not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got burgers, chicken sandwiches, french fries, bacon, and condiments as far as the eye can see.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
Hey, Bruin fans, this season UCLA alum and proud attorney sponsor of UCLA Athletics, Uncle Artie Pernia, is offering free 15-minute consults for all Bruins fans, alumni, students, and faculty. Just go to plg.law or text Uncle directly on his cell at 310-739-6779 to coordinate your in-person or Zoom meeting. Having won 5 of the top 100 verdicts in 2020 in California and specializing in accidents, slip and falls, and business disputes, Uncle wants to help you maximize your settlement, too. We trust Uncle Artie, and you can, too. Go Bruins! Bruins.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
For as great as this UCLA football team is playing right now, there are going to be a lot of guys on the squad that one day are going to be in the video game Madden. And for all you student gamers out there, the $150,000 level Next Madden National Championship is back, sponsored by Unilever, supporting Feeding America with 1 million meals this fall. Registration closes October 11th, so be sure to sign up now at levelnextesports.com. So let's get into the preview of this UCLA Arizona State matchup that's happening on Saturday. Both of these teams are tied atop the South Division in the Pac-12. Both are 3-1. But Wayne, there's so much about this Arizona State team that I don't know if we have enough data to really infer, because you lose that game to BYU, you have all of these penalties, you have all of these turnovers, and then last week you beat Colorado, and I have a lot of respect for that Buffalo team, but their offense right now is struggling mightily. So what kind of measuring stick do you have from what we've already seen from them, and is it enough to really understand what this team is all about?
Earlier in the year, Coach Chip Kelly said that, you know, every week's our Super Bowl. This is, in my opinion, as of right now, the biggest game of the season. I think this team is good. I think they haven't played to their abilities. Jaden Daniels is a very good quarterback. They run the ball well with White and company. They've got big receivers. They pass the eye test, you guys. If you watch them play, they look like they've got dudes on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. So they're scary. I think this is a much better team than Stanford. BYU is really good, by the way. It's not like BYU is not, you know, a really good football team. They were great last year, and they're winning again this year. So, I'm glad we have Arizona State at home. And I again, all Bruin fans, I'm not just saying this. You have mattered this year. We showed up for LSU. I thought Fresno State was good. The crowd was into it. But we really need – this is our first Pac-12 South matchup. I've said it before and I'll say it again. UCLA, as of right now, has a great opportunity. But it starts with Arizona State. This is a game you've got to win. I know we beat them the last couple times. I promise you they know that as well. So they're going to come out ready to play. And Jaden Daniels is a quarterback that you have to worry about kind of like people have to worry about Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I think Dorian's actually a little bit better. And if people have a problem with that, I don't really care. It is what it is. But that doesn't mean that Jane Daniels isn't good. And so this is a team that will come out and hit you. Yeah, they've made a ton of mistakes. So everything we've talked about, you know, cleaning up the mistakes, not turning the ball over. In games like this, that's going to be really, really important. So, I'm fired up. And I, if you don't respect Arizona State, you haven't been paying attention. This is a program. They're 3-1, and they haven't played their best football yet.
And based on what we've seen so far around the South, around the conference, these are the two best teams in the South right now. This game, you've got the early edge in terms of that Pac-12 South race. And Wayne, we didn't touch on it much earlier, but this is going to be a huge test for the UCLA run defense, the toughest one they've had so far. Hawaii was just outmatched. LSU hardly tried to run. Fresno State didn't really need to, and Stanford was down three of their top four backs. This is the second-best running attack in the conference. It's what got them back in that game against BYU, and they're going to have their full complements of backs on Saturday. Chip Trainum is coming back from injury to join Rashad White, Daniel Ngata. All three of those games of those guys, rather, are capable of having big games. That's not even to mention Jaden Daniels. Also, watch out for Rashad White in the passing game, too. So a lot of praise has been heaped on this UCLA run defense this week, but I think we're going to find out how legit it is on Saturday.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I don't know if Arizona State has shown yet that their receiving core is ultra dangerous, but we'll see. So every opponent you face brings something different, and that's why game planning isn't so important. That's why coaches matter, right? We're going to come up with a good game plan. I think one of the keys to this team is how balanced they are on both sides of the ball, though. I think when you go up against Arizona State, if the offense can be as good as it's been and score points, and kind of take Arizona State out of what they want to do, kind of make them come from behind and make them have to do some things that maybe they don't want to do, I think that's always really important. So, you know, I think UCLA just has to clean it up. Keep playing the way we've been playing. Love the effort. We have talent all over the field, but just clean up some of the mistakes, because each week, you guys, I mean, I don't care if Utah hasn't looked good. Utah's still going to be good. And that one's on the road, and we all know how hard that is, okay? I don't care if SC just got destroyed by Oregon State. Yeah, I had to get that in to all the Bruin fans out there. I don't care. They're still going to bring it, because that's a rivalry game, and trust me, those players want to be able to brag all year, and they beat us last year. I don't care about Washington struggling. All these teams, I promise you this, every freaking week, it's going to be an absolute dogfight, and it starts with Arizona State. So these players, stay in the moment, do what the coaches are telling you. Let's win today. Let's win tomorrow. Let's build up. Each day we get better all the way up till game day, and each week just try to get better. And if you do that, this team is talented enough where they're going to win a lot of these games.
Yeah, and that kickoff for that game, UCLA and Arizona State, 7:30 at the Rose Bowl. And another storyline is how Arizona State, given they have so many players from Los Angeles, how they do with so many returning home. And their head coach, Herm Edwards, had talked about how that had been a distraction for the team in the past when they had, in the prior times, come to the Rose Bowl and played UCLA and just did not have that mental focus that they were looking for, and by virtue of that, they lost the game. Coming up next, UCLA football standouts in the NFL. Did they dominate or what? We've got a couple to pinpoint after their big play in week 3 of the NFL slate. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here, not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
They've been slaying Hunger this whole season.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob. Feast on IHOP's Game Day Family Feast and get 20% off pickup or delivery. Order with code GAMEDAY20. Offers valid for online ordering for a limited time at participating locations. Not valid with other coupons or discounts. Tax and gratuity excluded. Further restrictions may apply.
What do the Bruins and superstar Aaron Donald have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Aaron with the best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruin fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition, fueling UCLA champions.
Hey, Bruin fans, this season UCLA alum and proud attorney sponsor of UCLA Athletics, Uncle Artie Pernia, is offering free 15-minute consults for all Bruins fans, alumni, students, and faculty. Just go to plg.law or text Uncle directly on his cell at 310-739-6779 to coordinate your in-person or Zoom meeting. Having won 5 of the top 100 verdicts in 2020 in California and specializing in accidents, slip and falls, and business disputes, Uncle wants to help you maximize your settlement, too. We trust Uncle Artie, and you can, too. Go Bruins! Bruins.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
So some former UCLA Bruins dominating on the gridiron at the next level in the NFL this past week, including, let's start with Oso Odighizuwa, had a sack and a half for the Cowboys. But then there was Kenny Young, who has been a regular visitor on the Bruin Insider Show, mind you. And Wayne, I know you were watching this game. Young sacked Tom Brady, had 12 total tackles, three of them for a loss.
Yeah. He was incredible. Like, Kenny Young is so fast and he's so athletic. I actually saw him at the UCLA LSU game and had a chance. You know, I love the guy because he said, "Man, you look great. You're looking young." I said, "Kenny, you can come back anytime you want, my friend." But man, he is such a great athlete, and it's so much fun to watch him play. And you don't forget about our man Felton, man. Did you notice how many punt return yards he had for Cleveland? Like 100 and something? I don't think they had that many all year last year.
Well, Wayne, did you see how bad the Bears' offense was? It's no wonder he had so many punts come his way.
Hey,
I love the Osa, though, that sack. I love that, the way he fought through the guard and kind of clotheslined Jalen Hurts in the process, too. That was fun to watch.
Awesome. Love it. Love it. Go Bruins. Come on.
Go Bruins, indeed. I want to take a moment for all of us to let you all know we are mourning and grieving the loss of the Utah football standout Aaron Lowe, who was killed over the weekend in a shooting in Salt Lake City. Chip Kelly, the UCLA football team, have all sent their condolences. We want to as well from our crew on the Bruin Insider Show. For the great Gabe Genovese, who has been our producer, Stephen Hartzell, Damon Dukakis, Paul Engel, are part of the Learfield crew. I'm Brian Fenley alongside Wayne Cook and Nick Cope. 7:30, Bruins and Sun Devils get to the Rose Bowl.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.